Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this morning, you know, my neighborhood has a Facebook page, like most neighborhoods have Facebook pages. So the morning Facebook page post from a neighbor and friend of mine says, hey, does anybody's security camera point out towards blah, blah, blah street? Which is a weird name for a street. My car was hit this morning. Like somebody was leaving a neighbor and they hit my car and then they left. I was like, well, that's a crappy thing to happen. Went about my day. My son missed school on Monday, so he had to take a makeup test for chemistry. So I had to drive him to school a half hour early. Drop him off at school, driving home, get to this intersection. I'm waiting to turn right on red, and an accident happens at the intersection. Literally, as I'm there, boom! Happens to be a cop next to me. They pull out. They take care of the accident. So when I get to a red light, I post on the neighborhood Facebook page, hey, there's an accident at the corner of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Well, about 30 minutes later, my friend and neighbor messages me on Facebook, the one who got her car hit, said that she messaged her husband to say, hey, look out, there's an accident at this intersection. He's like, yeah, I'm almost on it right now. And then he messaged her back and said, you won't believe this, but the car that hit you was one of the cars in the accident.
How did they make the am I missing something? How did they make the connection?
They knew that it was a tan four-door or whatever. Like I guess they saw the car hit and then run.
So it just happened to be in an accident right near the neighborhood.
Yeah. Like not even right near it. Like I mean, it's probably a mile and a half away.
What's that word that you guys used earlier?
It's kismet.
Kismet.
Serendipity.
Is that karma that you don't believe in?
I don't know if I believe in karma.
That sounds like karma.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's karma or not. Speaking of karma. When you hear this headline, you're going to think karma. And I don't know if you guys saw this story or not. I put it on the Drew Garabo Live Facebook page, facebook.com/Drew Garabo Live. The headline is, driver paralyzed after dispute over handicap parking spot. Okay? And involves someone parking in a handicap spot without a decal getting paralyzed. So you think to yourself, probably got what he deserved, right? Like, oh my God, he parked there without a placard and then somehow got paralyzed, he got what he deserved. Well, tell me if you feel that way when you hear these details. A 21-year-old dude is an Amazon driver, and he's going to help another driver. So he parked in a handicap spot. A 65-year-old guy who isn't disabled himself but had a placard allowing him to park in handicap accessible spots because of a relative confronted him and said, hey, what are you doing parking there? The guy said, I'm just going to be a minute. I'm helping somebody else. So the old guy pulls out his camera phone, of course, to photograph the illegally parked delivery van, posts the image to social media, and then puts the phone in the face of the Amazon driver trying to photograph him. Now, the younger dude said that he was trying to move, but the other guy keeps harassing him. Younger guy pushes the phone away. Old guy punches the driver. They end up on the ground. Older guy pulls out a gun. The younger cat, 21 years old, a personal trainer, tries to run away. The 65-year-old dude opens fire, hits the kid in the spine.
Oh, my God.
He will never walk again.
Oh.
He has two kids that he'll never be able, or I'm sorry, a one-year-old son, will never be able to stand up and play basketball with him. Thank God for wheelchair basketball.
Wow.
All because of a wannabe vigilante who has a placard but doesn't even have a disability.
Where was this?
This was in St. Charles, Missouri.
Wow.
Isn't it so weird you can read a headline like driver paralyzed after dispute over handicapped parking spot and think, well, that son of a bitch probably got what he deserves, shouldn't be doing that. And then you get the details and you go, what a loser that old guy is.
Is this just a crazy couple coincidences considering what we happen in Clearwater? Or do you think people are getting shot and beat up and hurt over handicapped spots regularly?
I think people have this I've taken all I can take mentality, and they're going to start being wannabe cops. Like the defense attitude from Falling Down, a great film with Michael Douglas.
That's a great film.
Phenomenal film. But I think people are like, I've had it. I'm not going to take any more crap.
Or is there a sensitivity to handicap parking because maybe you know somebody who's handicapped and then you go there and there's people that are in it that shouldn't be and you have to walk a long distance and it's traumatizing. I don't know. There's got to be a reason that people are definitely sensitive to it, but enough to start shooting and killing people.
Yeah, there's a difference between sensitivity and insanity. And we should not be hunting each other down as people.
Does it say anything about charges on the old man?
Yeah, they are filing charges against the 65-year-old man.
I mean, how does that guy not go to prison? I mean, yeah. As far as I don't even know if they have a stand your ground up there, but yep. If the guy was literally running away for his life, that seems like that guy should go to prison.
Get this. St. Charles County Prosecutor Tim Lummer said during a news conference that the older gentleman should have known better and showed a clear, reckless disregard for life. Tomlinson, the older man, had been through the St. Charles Police Citizen Academy twice and had a concealed carry permit. He was also a member of the Community Emergency Response Team, a group of area volunteers who received training and CPR, etc. The younger cat, Mr. Walker, said he forgives the shooter, quote, I just have to move on. Justice will be served. I don't want to die with that on my heart.
Wow. That's a 21-year-old?
21-year-old cat, paralyzed.
Well, and they were in the wrong by parking there.
Sure.
But there's a sign there that says up to a $250 fine. Yeah. Just like when you park somewhere that's a towing zone and you're taking that risk.
Right.
You
doesn't mean you get to be
shot
paralyzed.
And it's fine.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, you really know what those signs say. I see where you're parking.
Now, in lighter news, there was a debate yesterday on the floor, and Democrat Mark Pocan of Wisconsin took a shot at one of the more popular bands of all time, and Republican Rodney Davis, he had to crack back.
In 2016, when the Census and the Federal Register asked for comment on this, 77,000 people did comment. Only four wanted to keep this provision. Everyone else wanted to change this out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. And I think if you look at it, Nickelback's your favorite band. I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans clearly found on the floor of Congress today.
I stand here to say that my colleague from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin. I'll stand here to save you from doing that and have to face the political consequences at the ballot box. I enjoy getting debating back and forth, and it's always good to have some good humor on the floor of the House. And yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist that I listen to on a regular basis and was ridiculed by that when I posted my playlist one time. And I know some in this chamber, even up at the dais, are still laughing about that.
They're debating Nickelback on the floor.
Politicians, they
government.
Can just get.
You can't. By the way, Nickelback. You can say you don't like them. I used to say Nickelback sucks, and I can't say that anymore because globally, Nickelback is successful.
Dude, these guys, they don't deserve this anymore. We need to hate a new band. They've received enough. I think it's jumped the shark now.
I agree.
It's not cool to hate Nickelback anymore.
It's not. It's not cool. We need to find a new band upon which to heap our venom.
After we did the whole quesadilla, give me a quesadilla thing,
yeah.
Probably like 2 weeks after that, my mom called me and said, is the thing about Nickelback just a joke? Because ever since you guys talked about them, I'm just listening to nothing but Nickelback, and they're so great. Like, why do people think that? And now my family are like some of the biggest Nickelback fans I've ever known.
All because of I'll Have a Quesadilla.
I mean, literally, like, they love Nickelback.
The bedroom, man, ain't gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Let's hear what he's saying.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even
look at how happy Mike is. That's
change
nice.
My name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop.
It's verse 2 where he goes into the quesadilla. Now, did we ever determine if he's saying on the house or ha ha ha?
No.
The lyric says on the house.
This is like what the George Michael concert used to be before Correct. We found out the truth.
I was wrong.
Every playboy
blonde bunny with the bleach blonde hair and we'll hey,
I think it's the process sound that I find so unsettling.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Here he goes, signing his autograph so he can eat his meals for free.
I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress.
I'm not trolling. There's no way he says on the house.
I've heard it both ways. I can't even pitch it. I can't even offer my feedback anymore because I've heard both things.
Not trolling in the least. What are you hearing?
I thought the debate was if he said quesadilla or not, and I was like, he definitely said quesadilla.
No, he definitely says quesadilla, but is he saying on the house or is he saying?
I was out the day that you guys did this.
You
thank
were?
God.
Yeah,
yes.
he was.
Oh,
yes,
my God. All right, good. We got a new fresh set of ears on this.
That makes sense on why that happened.
It's starting to make a lot more sense. Well, we did 4 hours on it now.
So I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm going
to No, he laughs. He laughs. That's a laugh. I don't need to hear it again. He laughed. Ha-ha.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. Case closed.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Can we do something real quick?
No.
Just sure. A little experiment. Two right. Seconds. Okay, yeah. Hold on.
It's not even a good song. Figured you out and then
I know.
The animal right
I know,
her.
I know, I know.
Can you play it one more time?
Yes. Just that part?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. He's saying quesadilla, in my opinion, quesadilla, ha-ha.
Can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla. Uh-huh.
I'm gonna dress.
Okay, because last time what happened was I recorded it from what you were playing over here and replayed it after it had been recorded, and then that's when we heard on the house.
Right.
So now I'm going to replay it from my recording
okay.
To see what it sounds like.
All right.
I need a second.
This is really high tech.
Well, there's so many songs that do this, though, and they trick your brain. All
right. You're right.
So we need to dissect it.
Saying quesadilla. There we go.
Am I ready?
Yep.
Let's hear what you see.
Okay.
Hear what you see. See what you hear.
Eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress.
No, he laughed.
I still heard the same.
Wait, I heard Yanni.
I heard on the house.
Yeah, you're Yanni that time.
You heard on the house?
I heard on the house.
No, she didn't.
Yes, I
Come
did.
Come on, stop
no,
that.
You
you're trolling.
On no.
On the house. I mean, it does kind of sound like on the house.
How? He's saying how.
I'm gonna dress.
How?
I'm gonna dress.
How? What's up, Brad?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Nickelback thing. The new band to hate online now is Imagine Dragons.
Oh, that's right.
That is true. Yeah. Maybe Imagine Dragons have taken the place of Nickelback. Because I'll be honest with you, I think Imagine Dragons, while Dan was a super nice guy when we interviewed him way back in the day on 97X, they make awful music. They make terrible, terrible.
Well, I mean, which one is that?
If you sing any song like that, it's going to not sound good.
You're right. So, I mean, do you hate Imagine Dragons?
I hate them, too. They're very corporate rock is what I've heard it described as.
Yeah, it's very inoffensive, bland, pablum.
As if it wasn't troubling enough that my family listens to Nickelback, my dad just texts me and says, Nickelback's great for date night.
Oh. I used to see him singing to your mom. I like your pants around
your
feet.
Okay, that's enough.
I like your heels around your ears.
That's enough.
I'm going to drive it into you now. Make a little John Jr.
That had been the fourth, actually.
John the fourth. Big old hairy Sasquatch lover going to make him a little brother. What you got?
Dan from Imagine Dragons actually released a statement the other day about he finally addressed how all the bands hate him. Did you
No, what did he say?
He said, for a decade now I've dealt with critics and other bands saying extremely harsh things about my band, not what I would call fair criticism, but actual clickbait. Words filled with vile and hate meant to feed to laugh at. I've stood silently and taken it for years. It has added to the depression I've dealt with since youth. Oh. I don't say this in search of sympathy, but just as a fact, it's not the person that causes me the feelings of stress and depression, but what does the world how it could possibly make a kid feel not cool listening to Imagine Dragons. I hate that thought. Wondering if my kids will be made fun of as they grow older because someone thinks my band isn't cool.
Yeah.
That statement just made him so much more uncool.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
He said in the 1975 Foster the People, Smashing Pumpkins, and Slipknot have talked badly about his band.
Well, I like all those bands, and I don't like his.
What the hell? that's a weird move. Like, you would think that you have to have a PR person like, hey, I just want to release a statement saying, like, how hurt I am by everybody talking mean about me.
What do you mean it's not valid criticism? They have a band and they have an opinion. They're allowed to think that you suck. You're allowed to not think that you suck, I would hope. But I agree with, their music is awful.
What is there to hate about things?
I like a lot of their songs.
Man, bad news for Seth today. Did you see the news that just came down about Jussie Smollett?
I did.
I think today's the day you might have to admit that maybe he did something wrong.
Your boy.
Why?
I think
somebody set him up.
He's been officially indicted on 16 felony counts by a grand jury.
Wow. Ooh. Before R. Kelly. That's messed up, man. That's messed up.
727-579-1025.
16? Good Lord.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Jussie Smollett charged with 16 felony counts, and Michael Jackson's out there a free man. 727-579-1025. What's up, JC?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, dude?
Just want to say, so that politician said that, you know, I have a Nickelback song on my running playlist. Mm-hmm. That like saying I have a black friend?
It's similar. Yeah, I mean, minus the racial overtones. But yeah, I think that is like, some of my best friends are Nickelback fans. There's a very, it kind of does ring as I have a black friend. Like, I have one Nickelback song on my playlist. Although I think a lot of people probably do. Seth, I think, has a Nickelback song or two.
I don't, but I like, what is it, Figured You Out? And then what do they have a song called? Is it Animal?
They do.
Yeah, it's just, it's got some teeth.
This has figured you out. Your pants around your feet. John's dad's song.
Date night.
This is on the bang list.
This is date night.
I'm horny.
You think your mom does like a little dance when it comes on? I bet she does. Can't you see his mom like doing this little?
Like this, little. This is actually all too far. I love the places that we go. Oh, this is a stripper anthem.
That's my mother.
Oh. Did you just smell it?
I thought I did.
You smell your own thing?
Sure do. Don't be afraid of the musk.
This is too far. I give and I give, and this is what I get.
That's a good song, though, isn't it, John?
It used to be.
Oh, it makes me squirt.
John just quit the show.
Dude, that's a hell of a song.
Oh, my stomach hurts from laughing.
It's a real banger. Sorry.
You've really gone to some dark places in character today. Are you okay with the Michael Jackson thing and then John's mom? What happened?
I'm not okay. I'm experiencing a lot of pain in my personal life, and I'm projecting on you guys. I'm sorry. You don't deserve that. You deserve better.
Yeah, channeling a lot of darkness today.
I know. Sorry. You deserve better. Your mom deserves better. mom definitely.
Okay, can I just say, I know people hate Imagine Dragons. I think they have a lot of really good songs.
What's one of their good songs?
The thunder and the lightning.
Hold on, I'm going to back you up.
No, they got songs that aren't Paul Delgado's weather forecast.
That song's not very good, but okay. Their other ones are.
Like what?
It's tough to put a name to their songs.
Sale.
That's
AOL Nation.
No, they've had some just massive.
They've got Bad Liar, Believer. Natural, Believer.
Oh, Believer. I like Believer.
Honestly, though, in defense of these guys, like, what is wrong with that?
I don't know.
It's got a good beat. Nothing. The guy, I don't know if he can actually sing that good, but his voice sounds good.
I like when he does the. And jibbity, flippity, hippity, skibbity, dibbity, hippity, skibbity, flippity. I'm the
one at the same. You know, the thing is that these bands seem so big that I think people think that they just start off and they're this massive rock band, but I think they struggled in Vegas and all this, and they get to these great heights, and then people just start hating them for no reason.
Yeah.
I can see why they don't understand it, but we've seen bands be hated before.
Sure. If people are talking about you, by the way, it's good. Like if they're saying your band sucks, they know about your band, and that's great.
Nickelback and Imagine Dragons and Creed have to just do something, right?
But why does Creed get not... Like, Creed should be the most hated band.
Well, I think people feel sorry for Scott Stapp.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Nickelback is still relevant. I mean, that's the thing. You're just kicking somebody when you're down. They're not even a band anymore. I mean, Scott Stapp tried to kill himself and T.I. saved his life.
Yeah, that is so true.
And Creed is great.
I agree.
I don't.
I grew up on this.
Yeah, seriously.
This is Steph. Okay, my mom listened to Nickelback, Creed, a little bit of Hootie and the Blowfish.
We know you're from Brooksville. We know the playlist already. You don't even have to tell us.
Roll to Me by Del. What's his name?
Delamitri.
Thank you.
Right time.
Don't forget Disturbed.
It does feel kind of good to sing, though.
It feels so good.
So nice.
What's up, Zach?
Play some Chevelle next.
Yeah.
Chevelle.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Hey, Drew, what's good, man? LOD.
You tell me. Yeah, LOD to you, too. What's up?
A couple things, man. So Imagine Dragons completely blows. I don't even think I hear any guitar when I listen to them, and they are played on a rock station, so bump that right away. Secondly, I think we can ease up on Nickelback a little bit. Next Contestant's actually a really good song. And they've been hated for long enough, but the new hate, I don't know why I feel this way so much, because I liked them when I was younger, but 3 Days Grace can suck it. I hate that.
Whoa, a lot of anger towards 3 Days Grace.
No, dude, they blow. Their chords are whack. I can't stand it, man. It's so bad.
Strongly disagree.
You don't know about chords,
this
Micah.
This is a classic.
It is.
Are you ready?
What? Oh, yeah.
She's feeling it.
Go ahead.
Every time we lie awake, after every hit we take, every feeling that I get, but I haven't missed you yet.
Every the chords are whack.
It's coming on the top right now.
You were very close. How'd you know I was going to go to Ender next?
They're one and the same to me.
Same. I don't know any of the words except the chorus.
2005 was just one long song with all these same bands.
Oh, well. My girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's good and good to hear your voice. Say my name, it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel. Hear your name, it makes me weak. Let it go. Never wanna say goodbye. But can you make it?
Dude, can we make that the new Bee Gees sing-along, please?
Yeah, that was. There will be no Bee Gees sing-along today.
Wow. By the way, I know you joke around, but you really feel that Lips of an Angel song. Like, every time
I do. Yeah. I do. I love songs about cheating. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It's so easy for me to envision myself. Outfield's your love. I'm like, I just want to use your love tonight. Yeah. 727-579-1025.
What about Trapped in the Closet, R. Kelly?
I don't know that one. Oh, yeah, the forgetting people's names. This is great. I don't know what you're supposed to do when you forget someone's name and they're super mega important. I don't know that our president made the wrong move.
No, you don't say anything.
I don't know. People are ripping our president for this, but I absolutely think I don't know that he did the wrong thing.
He did the wrong thing.
All right. Well, I will decide next when I play you the audio on Drew Garabo Live. Check the BoneOnline.com and the Bone Biker Bar for some great Bike Week events going on with Fran Hosh Law Group. You'll find events in Daytona Beach. You'll find events right here in town. And you'll find them all at the BoneOnline.com and the Bone Biker Bar. Bike Week kicks off, I believe it's already underway, in Daytona Beach. Go up and down Atlantic and check it out. Let's see. Too Broke for Daytona Party, however, is going to be tomorrow, the 9th, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson. There will be bike events going on there, vendors, trophies for most torque, most horsepower, prizes for the top three places in each category. That is once again at Burt's Barracuda, 2805 54th Avenue North in beautiful St. Pete. Go to theboneonline.com and the Bone Biker Bar for all the information on events, sponsored by Fran Hosh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.